are live with another episode of Mini Life on Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That was the worst good? Irish accent ever.
That was impromptu. That was impromptu. I did not get to practice that.
Oh my God, Mike, what was
wee
that?
A wee bit of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, be laddie. To be sure, everyone.
There goes
to be sure goes, to be sure
there goes all of our Irish
Ian is probably right now rolling his eyes and turning this off immediately.
That was more of maybe like the Lucky Charms guy, not necessarily Irish, you know.
I mean, he was American derived anyway.
Exactly, the Keebler elves or something. Oh, I don't know.
So am I the only guy who's sitting here in green with a pint right now?
I am in green.
What's going on?
I mean, I'm in green.
That looks grey, Mike. That does not look green.
This is green,
mate.
It's worn, but it is green.
I'm sat here in my room with a cup of tea, man. So it's all right.
Boys, well, let me down.
I do have a pint cup, but you know, it is 8 a.m. here, so I'm not quite sure.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Mike.
I do have some cold beers in there, but you know.
And all I'm hearing from you is excuses.
You know, my high school lacrosse coach told me excuses are like sphincters. We all have them, and they all stink.
Wise words.
I like that.
Shout out to Coach Bracelin. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Well, welcome, Anthony, to the show here. Anthony Johnson.
Hello, mate. All right?
Good. I appreciate you being on. We're going to have a fantastic episode here. Just jibber-jabbering, a little chin-wag amongst gentlemen on this fine Sunday of St. Patrick's Day. What is that? I always look it up, but I never remember. Like, what is the origins? You guys even know? You guys are close to Ireland.
This is going to be really bad now. Everyone's on Google.
It was the origins of the first pint poured.
I mean, I'll go with that.
Love it.
It's like everyone celebrates like Cinco de Mayo over here. You guys heard of that?
No.
Never.
It's a Mexican holiday.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, and I think it's. Again, people are gonna be pissed. I think it's Mexican Independence Day.
When it comes to that,
Mexican Independence Day, I believe, the 5th of May. And of course, you know, like I said, Americans like any holiday that involves drinking. So of course, we celebrate that hard too. So.
Wow, it'd be rude not to.
What is it? You know, they are our neighbors. You know,
exactly.
Unlike Ireland. Mm.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a long swim.
Well, I think I should just at least mention this, that I officially decided that I am going to become a professional, semi-professional, amateur dirt track racer after going to the Ventura Raceway last night.
We got Ricky Bobby over here.
I had been once before. And I don't know if you guys have that over there. I feel like Ollie kind of does something like that, maybe? No?
Yeah.
Is it oval or no?
Yes. I want to say yes. But I've never been to one of his races, and he's been trying to get me over there for I don't know how many years now.
So it's oval, awesome. Dirt track, clay. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Dwarf cars, stock cars, midgets, sprint cars. Dude. I'd been once before, like a couple of years ago, and I remember it being really cool. Those guys rip, dude. It was so sick. It's like, oh, man, I need to get one of those so bad. My buddy who I worked with at BMW just got into it last year. So I was watching him race, and shit was so cool. And they're small, so it's kind of like a mini. And the car's called like a dwarf, so it's like mini. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool.
That's what I'm saying, Mike.
I've decided
put some knobblies on Goldtooth and just send it.
It was funny. I did drive the mini to the track, and when I was leaving, like, people were also leaving. They were like, well, you should go race that. I was like, I know. I know I should. I wonder if I got like the dwarf car Sorry, Anthony. We're going on a tangent, buddy. I wonder if I got the dwarf car like chassis, like the tube frame that they have it on, and just that whole engine, and just put the like a fiberglass shell over it.
Do it.
I wonder if that is like legal. I'll look into
that. I mean, as long as it goes with their regulations and rules in terms of width and, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you should be fine.
I bet you could modify it and make it work, because it's pretty damn small. I think it would fit. I think it would fit. That would be so sick. I roll up for my first race in a freaking fiberglass Mini, and people are like, who's this loser? I would probably lose, too.
Hey,
although,
I
got
fun.
A little cocky. I think I sent you, I was like, I 100% would win this.
Yeah, but you still didn't win against... You still didn't win against the 83 called off the line, Mike.
First of all, I was not notified that I was racing. Second of all, the car was not up to operating temperature. And third I have nothing to prove against him.
The thing is, Mike, a chase is a race, and you cannot argue with that. You were chasing.
I did not chase him. There was a red light. I'm not racing to a red light, you know?
Speaking of minis now,
listen,
let's get into Anthony's.
We live our life a quarter mile at a time, okay? Family.
Oh, I'm out. I'm done. You even said the word family. I'm done.
There you go. Mic drop.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into this. Anthony's here. Anthony, what's your Instagram here? It's
AJ Johnson 1993.
I was gonna say AJ Johnson 1993. Go follow him. Check it out. He's got a new mini. He's got an old mini. Do you have two old minis? We'll get into it.
Yeah,
anyways.
I've got two minis. Yeah.
See, but there we go.
There'll be a story time behind that.
Story time. Anthony, give us the breakdown. How'd you get into minis? What drew you to the classic mini?
Well, I was kind of born into it, to be fair. So, like, my mum and dad had minis long before I was born. So, we had dad's always had his show minis, and it kind of, you know, we'd done stuff like, well, they did stuff as I was little, from like Land's End to John O'Groats.
That's a hell of a distance.
It is, especially in a mini. I think they did it in the records in a week or something like that. A week.
What is this?
So Land's End is the most southern point of the UK to John O'Groats, which is the most northern point in the UK.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking about doing something similar, but I'll go into that a bit later on. So they did stuff like that. My dad was also the founder of the Somerset Minions Club. I've lived here in Taunton, born and bred, so he's done Taunton Mini Club. He done Somerset Minions Club. I also heard that it's still running, but in private. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, pursue that, because I also run my own club as well now. So it's just pretty cool.
Which club's that?
It's Absolute Mini UK.
Nice.
It was on the back end of another club that the chairman had left. So due to personal circumstances, so me plus two other owners have like kind of taken over. And so we thought, okay, just to stop the club getting a bad reputation from that, we kind of changed the name up a bit. So yeah, anyway, so back to my story. So I've been in the mini since I was a little man, and we got to a point where I was of age to have a car. I didn't actually have my first mini till I finished university, well, started university and then finished university on the second one. I just grew up loving the minis, loving the car scene in general. So I'm a born and bred petrolhead.
Good man.
Born and bred petrolhead. So which is what I'm trying to teach my little one at the minute, to be fair, and she's not doing too bad with it.
She'll get there, man.
She's only three, so you know these things take time, you know.
That's it. Yeah. You've got to start them young, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, to be fair, she's the only 3-year-old that I know that can pick up a polishing cloth and know exactly what to do with it.
Just make sure she doesn't drop it on the ground.
Oh, no, she did worse than that. She actually broke the custom-made cup holder that her granddad made for my car, and she fell on it and snapped it. So it was a wooden snap, and she snapped it, and it was wood. So I was like, yay! But the funny thing is, it's the same show that she broke it was also the same show that she almost got kicked out of, because she nearly nearly walked up and touched the Liberty Walk Ferrari that they had there. It was a black Liberty Walk Ferrari. She ran up to it. She was about to go step over it's like a turquoise-y a bit of string to stop people going past it. She went to pick it up and lift it over her head. I said, "You stop there right now." And she stopped as if, like, you know, somebody shot the sheriff type of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was like, and she came back over and she apologized. And I was like, oh, just don't do that again, please.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, the owner was stood like 10 meters away from the actual car itself. So I was like, yeah, right, we're going to walk away now. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, mad, isn't it? Tell me about it. But, you know, she is learning in time. But yeah, honestly, it was one of the best, bless her. So
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. So I bought my first Mini in 2012. It was more my granddad bought it, and I kind of paid him back for it. And it was a 1993 Mini Sprite. And I spent like weekends just trying to get it up and running. But it was just, I didn't know the owner before me. It was a car down in Plymouth, so it was a seaside car. And you know what they say about seaside cars? They rust for a pastime.
Yep, they rot like hell, and they rot quicker than they actually go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my uncle had to, because he's a welder. My uncle had to quite weld bits by bits, and the boot floor was the first thing to be done. I think we got as far as the the door where the window sits in, and the door skins that have like a little hole in it.
Yeah.
So I had to stop. We stopped, and I was like. And then we took the engine out, only to find out that the bolts had rusted, as in, like, literally they snapped in the block.
Nice.
On the thermostat housing. I was like, no. And then I went back to uni at this point to go do more studying. And then I come back, and then we sat outside having a barbecue one time, and then my dad was like, yeah, it's time. You know, you need to chuck at least another 1,000 at it before we even touch the bodywork.
Yeah, get it mechanically sound first, and then concentrate on.
And he literally went back to university, and then the car had already gone to my uncle, who was going to make an RSP replica out of it. And I come back and finish university after 2 years to see a little blue Mini 1977 sat in my back garden.
Ah.
And that's it's my baby now. That is my baby now, other than my daughter, of course.
The cars always come first, man, surely.
To be fair, the car came before the child.
see that's what we're saying.
But she was she's a 1977 Austin Mini 1000. She was Somerset registered as well. Uniform Yankee Delta was the Somerset registered, part of the Somerset registered. She's an R-Reg. The owner before got really bored of the colour, so he sanded it down and mixed some house emulsion paint and hammerite paint together and rolled it all over the car.
Oh, jeez.
It was a roller paint job?
I'm
going to call my old man out here, because he used to have, he still does, he had a Triumph Herald 1360 convertible, right?
Yeah.
And instead of you know, doing the paint job properly and spending some time. And I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening to this, but I've got to call you out on this. Bathroom emulsion with a roller. It looks, honest to God, it looks fantastic, you know, if you're far away and you're squinting. Mm. But as soon as you get up close to it and you walk past it, my God, are you going to get splinters from that paint?
Oh,
I don't think I've ever seen a roller paint job until, like, I saw some British guy doing it on YouTube.
It's got to be a British thing. I'm sure of it now.
Like, honestly, get on my Instagram, right? And I'm not even joking. Get a close up as possible of my car, and you will see how bad the paint job is. Well, it's not bad.
You could see red chipping through underneath.
Yeah, that's the original color. The original color. I think it, because I actually spent a fiver or about a tenner just getting a certificate to say what color it actually was. But sadly, because I don't know why what it was, but they said that they couldn't actually quite pinpoint what the car could be, because they said that blaze red is anything after 77.
Mm.
Or vermilion red.
Oh, I suppose they're quite close shades, aren't they, really?
So they're quite, yeah, they are, yeah. So I found a few on the Facebook, the Mini community in the UK one, only to find out that actually there's a few minis that are still that colour. So I said, look, can you send me a paint code so that I can get mine done? And that's kind of led me on to getting it back to its original color eventually. I've only just recently said to myself this year that it's not happening. Well, that this year I've got it booked in for like December so I can get it on the road ready for January.
Yeah.
Because next year is going to be a big year, as you probably know already, Scrapyard Sean. It's the IMM.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. So I completely forgot about that. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's first time in God knows how many years or something.
Yeah,
isn't
well, we were supposed to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it'd be 6 years because it's not the big birthday. This year's the big birthday, but they're doing it in, I think it's Germany.
So IMM British. IMM England, UK. That's that's coming up, and then Germany's this year, right?
Yeah, Germany's this year, I think it's right, yeah. So, but next year, like I said, next year is going to be in the UK, and I plan on hopefully getting my car finished, because it's just one of those things. I've had the car since 2014, so, and there have been so many stories, which, you know, I'll probably get into detail in a bit, but I already want to get this car done, so it's like that. But, so, yeah, so I finished university in 2014. And I got the car. The first thing that actually went on it were the points and condenser. And I think it was the biggest pain when it came to it, because we were we took it as far as, so we got a local supermarket just outside my house. We got as far as a supermarket, it broke down.
Oh no.
So, oh geez.
That was the first breakdown. So passed its MOT, so we got the new points and condenser, got it through its first MOT. Thanks, I'll shout out to my dad because he helped me out. He still helps me to this day, bless him. Yeah, so we got it through the MOT, and then the second thing to go on it was there was a hole in the radiator.
Yeah, been there, done that. That is a fun job getting that bottom hose off, isn't it, in situation.
Literally just had that happen, and I had just fixed a couple other leaks, Anthony, and I don't know if this episode, I think, just came out. I think we talked about it, but I was like revving up the engine, make sure there's no oil leaks, and I kept feeling kind of like a mist on my face, and I was like, what the
heck? That's because you're valve bouncing it from cold, Mike.
No, I do give it the beans. I do give it the beans. I give
that's
it
the
just,
whole point. Rah, 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 rah,
yeah, that's it. What, 7,300 RPM, something like that, Mike, from cold. Yeah.
Oh dear,
I stick with 6,500 because I think that was the manufactured specifications. But anyways,
the safe zone.
There is a little pinhole leak in the middle of the radiator, not like big enough to like leak, but under like load or whatever, it like would squirt out and it would hit the fan, and the fan was like, like misting it in my face.
You got a little water pistol as you drive along.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that was. I was like, oh, this kind of feels nice, you know. Maybe it's like I don't know, misting in the air actually. And then I was like, oh yeah, great. I'm just like inhaling freaking coolant in my face.
Oh, bless you. Oh mate, honestly, it was a nightmare when I found out the radiator went, because it was a case of that I had to take like 5 liters of water with me to work, so then my car would keep going. But this was the point where I was like, right, I'm really skint for cash, because I just finished like a really good job, and I was going on to hopefully what I thought was going to be a better job, but it wasn't, because I got like so many shifts a week, and I was like, oh really? And so what happened after that was, I think it was one night, it was really cold, I drove the car, oh, I got filled up with water whilst it was still leaking, I filled up the water, and I went to drive home, got as far as the traffic lights just outside my home, and there was white smoke coming out of my exhaust.
Nice.
I was thinking, egg gasket's bloody gone in it. I was like, oh no. So the engine that I had before I put the new one in, I'll explain a bit later, I've blown the egg gasket like 4 or 5 times on the first engine.
That's, to be fair, that's what I've done on my Mini.
Yeah.
What was the head work? But...
yeah, the first time it was the head work. I was told by the owner before, because he looked after it, because the car was locked up from 1993 onwards to when I picked, when my granddad and my dad and my uncle picked up the car for me, because it's literally just up the road here. The car
so it's been sitting for quite a long time then,
so
really.
So yeah, 1993. But the funny thing is, he got new parts, sparks, and new points in it. It started up first time. And I was like, oh,
reliable,
that's
why.
Yeah. It's A series, baby, let's go.
A series
for life.
A series for life, indeed. I tell you what, the amount of people that have said, oh, stick a Honda engine in it, stick a Honda engine. I'm like, no, not to a Mark III. It's got too much. There's too much going for a Mark III. Mark IV, Mark V, maybe. But no.
Never.
Never Mark I, nah. 2, or 3.
I couldn't do it.
No, that's
as much as I want the reliability of a Honda lamp, I could not do it.
No, that's it. Neither could I. Kind of a purist thing as well, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I get that.
I've got friends who've got Minis, and they don't go to show. We don't go to Mini shows with them. They go to the modified car shows, which I do attend as well. And it's just like, what was it? Somebody put a comment. I can't remember who put the comment up the other day. Apparently, you can't sit. Apparently, because the guy put like really expensive wheels on this car, and he put hydros on it, and he said, oh, you think John Brown's and some high lows are a build? It's like, no, of course that's a bloody build. It's your own perception of a build. That's the difference, you know?
That's it. And not everyone wants to do the whole, you know, as wild builds and stuff. Some people just like a subtle, you know, set of wheels and a pair of high lows.
People get so bent out of shape out of that. Like,
they really
do. Is mine a build? I don't know. Like, I built it, I guess.
Yeah.
I had to do some welding. I redid the engine. Like, you know. But is it like a build? It's not like a SEMA build. You know, I'm not like...
Well,
SEMA builds. Like,
have you seen the quality of some of those SEMA builds? Like, look at those weld lines. You can tell it's just pigeon shit.
Well, but I'm saying, like, Project Bernie, like, that's a freaking build. But
that is a full-on build.
Project Bruno.
But that's like huge... Yeah, that's a huge build, but, like, I don't know. People get so bent out of shape about it. Like, who cares?
There's over 6 million Minis in the world, 12 million, however many millions of Minis in the world, you know.
Anyway, so, the head gasket went, and then that had to be sorted ASAP during the winter times. And bear in mind, I really didn't want to get outside in the cold.
Yeah.
So, but it had to be done because it was my only car. So that happened. I got the valve stem clearances done after Christmas. in like January, February time when I actually had the time, only to find out that I had a new job, but it was in Clacton-on-Sea. So I was
Clacton-on-Sea. That's the other side of the country.
I know. I was going to attempt to drive a Mini at 50 mile an hour across from Taunton to Clacton-on-Sea, but...
How far is that drive, though?
That would be 4 hours? About 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
So in a classic Mini, you're talking 6, maybe 7 hours?
You Brits have like a weird like mindset about things being far, you know?
Yeah,
Your perception is like, oh, that's like... That's so far, and it's like 20 minutes down the road.
Until you experience the M25, far. Mike, honestly, until you experience the M25, then tell us about a long
have
journey.
Have you heard of a little freeway called the 405?
Is that the main drag through LA?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't know. You don't know about that. Although, I will give it to you guys. You guys live on an island. I lived on an island before in Hawaii. Like, you know, when shit hits the fan... Shit hits the fan. There's only so many places to go. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, I think we need to all take a leaf out of the Italian job and start finding, you know, stairs and
tunnels,
little subway systems,
and subway systems that aren't there. Yeah,
of which most of it was done in the UK anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. It was Coventry, wasn't it, or something
Coventry
like that?
Was
those tunnels.
Done,
yeah.
Coventry was the tunnels. That's where the tunnels were done.
Self-preservation society. Actually, people did say, Sean, after our last episode, that they did want to hear more singing. So there
they
you go.
Did. They did.
They did.
I don't
know
how I feel
came
about
through.
It.
It's the self-preservation society. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Got to get a move on. Moving.
God, I love it. I love it. We need to bring in that to the Patty Probe. A Patty Probe question of like, give us your best like. I forget what that song's called though. What's the actual name of it? It's like
get a bloody move on,
called,
I think, or something.
Get a bloody move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody move on. Yeah. We got. Give us your best.
What? Quincy Jones, this week just turned, I think, 91 years old. So happy birthday to Quincy Jones for you know.
Wow.
It's crazy to think how old the actual cast are these days.
You look at Michael Caine.
I only found out the other day, Sir Michael Caine's like over 90. It's like,
yeah,
bloody hell.
But what career he's made from the Italian job?
Yeah, I'm reading his novel at the minute. Though it's basically called "Blowing the Bloody Doors Off."
Oh, fantastic! I'll have to read that.
Honestly, it is worth a read. It's definitely worth a read. It's basically it's all about like his life. So where he had the ups and downs, and like Sean Connery and Michael Caine. Yeah, yeah, were the only male actors, UK male actors of their time. So to begin their acting careers, UK based. I know.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm laughing at Mike's impression there.
Sean Connery. Don't point those dirty fingers at me.
Stop throwing those arrows at me.
Yeah, stop throwing those arrows at me, yeah. Hey, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
But yeah, anyway, so where was we?
So what's the state of your Mini right now? Is it on the road, off the road, or you're just kind of like working on it going? Is the engine in or what?
Right, so... There's more to this.
There's
always more. There will always be more. So, the plan is off the road, sadly, because I made a mistake and a garage made a mistake. So I went to go and get 2 rear tires changed for a holiday. Me and my daughter were going on. It was going to be our first holiday, just me and her. And my little classic Mini all the way down to Cornwall for the week. It was a Friday. And we drove to the workshop. They told me, bear in mind that most garage places are actually supposed to do the driving for you into their workshop. They told me to drive onto the workshop floor. And bear in mind that it's a concrete ramp about yay steep. And as soon as the front wheels hit the workshop floor, the exhaust caught on the ramp and ripped the exhaust clean off the chassis.
Oh, gee. Was it all off the hangers and off the manifold? Or was it still on the manifold?
The rear subframe was twisted.
Oh, jeez.
Honestly, there's actually a picture of it on my Instagram.
How fast did you drive into there then?
I think it was, I don't know. I don't know.
You had to give it
50
had to...
miles an hour just...
Well, you had to give it the 50. Beans to get up that ramp.
Yeah, it did have to give it the beans, but it was more of a case of I don't know how fast I was going because at the time the speedo cable also didn't work.
You don't need one of them. You don't need one of them.
I do, no. Honestly.
No, mate. The only gauge you need is water temp, and that is all you need. Don't worry about the fuel, just put a bit of wooden stick in the fuel tank. Don't even worry about it.
Oil pressure, you don't need that.
As long as it's leaking out the sump a little bit, you're fine.
No, my fuel sender works, the temp sensor works, the oil pressure gauge works. It's just the speedo. And that is one of my things. It's just I want that speedo working all the time. But anyway, so yeah, it was a case of the guys were going to charge me originally £150 for two tyres. I managed to get it for £100.
What size wheels were they? Were they 12s?
Tens.
Tens?
10 by 6Js. Vulcan tyres. So top quality tyres. Well, mid-range, actually, to be fair. I find them to be mid-range. That's my preference.
Cool out in the pod.
Good catch. Mid-range. Good catch. Somebody would have been sliding in my
guy. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no. Hey, they lasted me... To be fair, those Falcon tyres that were on there originally, they've lasted me a good... So 2015 when I had them done. So it lasted me a good, like, nearly 10 years.
Oh, wow.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, but then again, it's like a case of, I think I've only ever dailied my Mini 3 or 4 times now because, one, due to either a daily car breaking down or the fact that I didn't have a daily at all. So, like, I've had... So my first actual daily was a Volkswagen Polo GTI.
Mm.
And that thing shifted. It really did. But...
See, Mike dailies his Mini. Like, the amount of videos Mike keeps sending me on a daily basis of, oh, I'm just popping to a meeting and he's trundling along in his little Mini. I'm just like, bro, I wish I could just use mine as a daily. Like, it would just be so much fun.
Honestly, like, driving a Mini daily is fun. It literally is. As soon as you get out there, you start the car up. Because mine's on choke, so pulling the choke out. Yes, it annoys the neighbours, but honestly, I don't give a fuck. Excuse my language. I know there's children watching or listening, but honestly, I don't care about the noise. It's just...
I mean, it never done us any harm when we were growing up as kids.
Exactly, yeah, that's it. Amen to that.
There's louder cars in my neighbourhood than mine, so...
Yeah, I got a Subaru Impreza over across the road that makes that noise. Shout out to the neighbours. Oi, oi.
Yeah. where I live in Oxnard, there's a big thing for, like, the new Camaro... Or not Camaros, Chargers and Challengers and shit.
Was that the cold starts?
Oh my god, dude. They have the worst exhaust. And it's not, it's like the V6 model too, so it's like.
Oh, is it the baby ones?
They're cheapskates and it's like. So bad.
I mean, why buy a V6 when you're out in the States? You're like, let's be honest.
There's a couple motorcycles that sound pretty badass, but it's like, it's loud.
I must admit, listening to, because one of our neighbours have actually got a friend that comes down quite frequent. And he's got an Audi RS Q7, and it's a massive, like, V8 engine in underneath a bonnet. Honestly, hearing the roar on that thing's amazing.
There's this guy across the way. You know, like, it's kind of far. It's like maybe a couple blocks down in, like, the neighbourhood across from me. And he's got like this giant Harley that's loud AF. And it's one of those big ones that have like the speakers and the cowling in the front, and he just rips music, like funny music, not funny, nice. But like 90s like classic, like 90s
making my way downtown.
No, not but yeah, kind of.
I would so do that,
like Mariah Carey, and like it's like a bunch of shit, and it's like. It's just good, but it's so loud. And I was like, where is this guy? And finally, I was walking one day. I was like, holy shit, that guy's really far away. And it sounds like he's like right next door. But I like it because he like jams the funniest music, man. It's so good.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
But yeah, honestly, if Sean, if you could drive yours daily, honestly, get on it. It's worth
it. Well, the thing is, if the car was running, I probably would, because work now for me is like literally 2 minutes up the road and it's all country lanes. Yeah. So I would rip those lanes. Like I sent Mike a video earlier of the lanes that I was driving to get back to do the podcast on. And those are the lanes that I actually take to get to work. So
nice.
I'd love to rip it just for, you know, even a week or two, just ripping that mini up there.
Yeah, honestly, it was one of the best things. I used to use it as Domino's car as well.
What, the mini?
Yeah, I used to use the mini as a Domino's delivery driver. Just to deliver pizzas
hysterical.
In the mini.
Hysterical.
Did you have the Domino's sort of signage on the top?
No, that's a sin, man. That's a sin.
No,
what are you doing?
I would have rocked that.
That would have been hilarious, man. That would have been my new Instagram.
Yeah, it's like the Pizza Planet Toyota truck, isn't it? I would have done exactly that on the mini.
Yeah, that'd be
I kind of want to do that now.
Right?
Yeah, same now. Yeah. Might have to do that when the car's red again.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna find one on eBay and just rock it.
Mike, what about you went stock car racing the other night? You know they've got like the little they got the numbers on the roof, haven't they? With like the
pizza thing on the top. Oh mate.
Do it, man. Awesome. Do it on Goldtooth, 100%.
Definitely worth it. That'd be a big laugh. But yeah, it was to be honest with you, it's actually surprising because most of the other drivers had like Citroen C1s, Toyota Igos. So it's me rocking up on a mini like, yeah, my car's the quickest car on the team. What are you talking about? I was doing pizza deliveries in like 5-10 minutes.
That's funny.
Hopefully they didn't order a large,
it wouldn't have fit.
Yeah, that's it. I think the worst part about doing it was the smell afterwards, because I've currently got a cloth interior. Which will be going back to its original spec eventually, it just the reek of pizza afterwards. It's just like it's so off-putting, but but then again, it's the perks of the job because you just get a free pizza at the end of it. You know what I mean?
I mean, life's good when you've got a pizza in a mini.
Yeah, exactly. Amen to that. I'm not... just sat outside deck chair, looking at your mini. I've done that a few times.
Mike does it all the time. Mike sends me pictures all the time. He goes to his little brewery that he goes to, and he's sitting there with a pint, with the mini in the background. And I'm just like, Mike, you can't do this to me. It's tipping down with rain here. It's grey skies. I haven't got the mini on the road. I'm sitting at home, and you're sending me pictures of California sunshine with a pint and your mini. I'm just like, come on.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Mate, I can rate that.
100%.
Oh, mate, honestly. It's one of those things. If you're not looking back at your car after you walk away from it, you've obviously bought the wrong car.
100%.
Yeah. I was the same when I had my MG ZTT. That had to go, sadly, because it rusted for a pastime. I think I worked at Burger King at this point, and I did a TikTok of it saying, if you don't look back at your car, you've obviously bought the wrong car. And I was like, I wish I did that with a Mini, but the Mini wasn't on the road. So I was like, yeah, no, not doing it. No, didn't do it. But I did it with OMG instead. So I was like, all right, okay, no worries. But, yeah, so, yeah, good memories so far.
Yeah, that's...
A whole resto. I was just going to sort the subframe out and then put the rear valance back together, but I was just like, you know what, I'm saving now, and I've actually done pretty well in comparison to how I was like many years ago.
Oh, okay, so So how much do you have left after you hit the big old curb or ramp or whatever it was?
Ramp, concrete ramp. But yeah, I'm basically doing a full resto.
Dang. So how far along are you on it? I know that you mentioned the paint and stuff. Oh, well, you better get your ass moving. You don't have that much longer before next year.
Yeah, especially before the IMM.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, the IMM's not till August, but my kind of goal was to hopefully get the car done by the end of January, because then that way I can take it for Minifair as like a debut thing.
God, there that's a drive up from up from Taunton up to Bingley Hall. That is one hell of a drive.
Not for me, my friend. Not for me, my friend.
It's cool. About 30 minutes. a little 15-minute jaunt.
Honestly, no. It's an hour and 15 minutes to Castlecombe from here. So that's a race circuit here in the UK. I think it's like probably like 2 hours in total.
That's not bad.
Or three hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But yeah, I think my biggest mistake was this year, actually, because I drove up on the back end of an overnight. And that was it's quite scary because obviously I'm trying to keep myself awake. But yeah, granted, I stopped to rest and actually have a little sleep in the services, as you have to when you're tired. Going up there, coming back, it's no issue for me. I did have to go back. Sadly, I did have, like, when I got back from Bingley Hall to Taunton, I had like 45 minutes sleep, and then I had to do a full 12-hour shift.
Oof.
Yeah. So I work in a factory, you see. I work in a perfume and aerosols factory, which we supply, I don't know if Mike's familiar with this, it's called Harry's Shaving Foam. Supply Harry's Shaving Foam.
Oh, Harry? There is like a Harry's Shaving thing, but I don't know if it's the same one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we supply Canadian and USA products.
Oh, okay.
We make them here. We make them at our factory, and then it gets shipped to you guys in Canada and the United States. I was like, I was going to mention this in the podcast. I was like, oh yeah, Mike's from Canada.
That's interesting. The redcoats are taking over again, Mike.
There we go. See.
Nah.
One bottle at a time.
One bottle at a time. One can at a time. One hair gel
at a
time.
That's it.
We also stock Harry's taming cream as well for beards and stuff. So that'd be ideal for you.
Taming the cream for the beards.
So in terms, Anthony, of restoring your car, is it going back to completely OEM, or are you doing a few little tweaks here and there? I know you keep mentioning the 10x6 star mags and stuff, but
I was going to go for that, but I'm torn between these ones, or I found a nice pair which would go with a car community in general, would be the OS4 turbo wheels.
Ah, okay.
But in gold.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and oh, mate, these things gold. I literally looked at them and I was like, I love these. But somebody said if I'm going to get them, I'd have to get them ceramic coated first, because they're known for corrosion. So I was like, right, okay, no worries. That's not going to put me off. I've already got a few bits that I'm going to be putting on. So like, I've got the Mark 1 bumpers, which are the corner bars and overriders.
Very nice.
And I just love that look in general.
See, overriders and like the corner bars and stuff always reminds me of like the cow look Beetles.
Yeah.
And it's such a hard look on a Mini, because I was debating about doing it on the Outlaw before it became the Outlaw. but it's such a cool look.
Yeah, I love it. I've had them on before on what paint job is on the car at the minute, so the blue. Mm. And it looks good, but it just doesn't look the same type of thing. Because I'm all about like polishing. I love doing that stuff. And it was so hard. It's so hard to even try and get a shine on the paintwork that it is, because it is house emulsion paint and Hammerite paint. Yeah, I know. It's so bad, honestly.
Just a bit of wet and dry just to polish it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, something like that.
That's hilarious.
I was tempted. I was tempted to go buy some Nitromorse and just go straight on. But I was like, no, 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 no. I've seen the after effects of Nitromorse on body.
Well,
work, so I was like,
you could always just do a Naughty Soul and just sand it and just lacquer the bright metal as it is.
Stop giving me ideas. But no, but yeah, honestly, it'll be back to its original colour. I'm cross debating if I'm going to keep the roof rack on there or not.
I dig it. I dig the roof rack, man.
Yeah, I like it, but the problem is because of how old it is. And if you ever get a chance to see it, well, we probably won't because it won't be back on the road till next year. But looking in the looking in where they sit on the roof, because the suction cups don't they sit the roof rack in, but it shows like clearance, so there's that's opportunity for like water to get into it.
I guess it's just one of those things that you have to take off when you know the bad weather's coming and just run it for the summer.
Yeah, that's one of those things, isn't it? So, but having the roof rack is pretty cool, not gonna lie. But I was debating on if I'm gonna keep it on there or not. More than likely keep it on there. I am, because I've got the new exhaust to go on there already. I had that before the accident happened. I've got a full stainless steel straight through pipe. I'm not having a silencer. I'm literally just having manifold, back box.
Nice. Nothing is that else. Are you going RC40 or is that
inch? Is it an inch and a half or is it 3 inches? I think it's a 3-inch pipe.
Oh, damn. Okay. We like the outrolled.
So this thing's gonna be loud.
And, yeah, well, I mean, minis aren't quiet at the best of times, even with a little pea shooter exhaust. You know. That's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, little Pico one. Yeah.
That's
it. I don't want to outdo anyone. It's just one of those noises that I like listening to, especially when you start up in the mornings.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
like,
it.
Just to amplify it. That was one of those things that I wanted done, so I did that. So, yeah. That's what I'm doing at the minute, and then I'm not having the Help for Heroes sign on the side of it anymore. I'm only going to have that because it's the door skins that need replacing as well. So door skins, a panel, front panels, the flitch panel, which is the main structure of the car, but it's the inner bulkhead.
Yeah.
The kick plate on the rear, they all need replacing. The floor panels look eventually they'll be getting need replacing, but
I'll just buy a new shell.
Yeah, it's...
yeah, just spend $12,000 on a heritage shell. Why not, mate? Let's do it.
Well, I've already been quoted at, by this garage at 5.5, but as soon as they get dug into it, I reckon it'll be about £8,000 before the
car's
done.
That just for the welding and the panels?
That's panels, welding, and paint. Including the Raptor spray paint for underneath.
That's not a bad price.
Yeah,
that's not bad. I don't think so. And I found like somebody to put eight for just damn paint.
Yeah, easily.
And I found someone in Wales that can have it soda blasted for about £800.
Yeah,
which is quite
always
cheap. So
if you're able to do it, it's always worth doing because at least then you know what you're left working with.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it will happen. It's just getting through every month, really. I hate the idea of living paycheck to paycheck, but at the minute, that's how it is.
I mean, unfortunately, it's the joys of being a petrol head. It is.
Yeah.
It is at times. You know, you've got to weigh up the time and the money aspects, which is why,
indeed,
as much as you can do, in theory, it may take longer, but in times, it can be a little bit of a better option.
Yeah, that's it. I agree with that statement. Yeah, it's hard. But other than that, the car has seen loads of shows last year. I've done stuff from Riv Run, which is down in Cornwall. It's one of my favourites by far. We used to do when it was in Newquay.
Yep.
So we used to do a lads weekend in Newquay, and we drove my Mini down. Lads weekend, absolutely trolley. We dressed as villains from our favourite like villain programs and stuff like that, you know, I was dressed as Two-Face. So I had one face covered in red and one like just normal.
Nice.
And I didn't look half bad, to be fair, not gonna lie.
spruced yourself up.
Yeah, I did. They always say, you know, what was it? I didn't notice this. They say dress your car as if you're gonna, no, dress yourself like your car. So if your car's nice and tidy, dress yourself nice and tidy. If your car's messed up and you just can't be bothered, just put whatever you want on.
Just rock up.
Just rock up, yeah.
That's funny.
I noticed the other day, right? So I bought a modern Mini now as well, because it's actually my dad's. Because he went from classics to modern, he was just going to use it as a runabout. I noticed the other day I was wearing a half suit, so I didn't have the jacket, but I had a white shirt and some navy blue trousers. And I went to go and get my car. I was like, oh my God, I'm matching my car. I was like, get on. I'll have some of that.
To be fair, and I am really going to, you know, shoot myself in the foot here. I am a sucker for matching my fashion sense to the Mini when I'm driving the Mini. I will wear the leather jackets. I will wear, you know, the real hipster boots, that sort of stuff, just to make that outlaw look. And it's sad, but we all do it. Yeah. We can't admit it. You know, you look at the Ferrari guys, and I'm really going to call out the Ferrari guys here. Half of you guys don't even own Ferraris, and you're still wearing the Ferrari jackets and the Ferrari shoes and the hats and stuff, man. Like, come on, you're not Michael Schumacher.
I love it. Well, okay, Anthony, sorry. You are you ready for a little Paddy Probe?
Paddy Probe, what's that? That's that. Oh, yeah, go on.
Oh, you son of a bee. Apparently, you haven't listened to every episode here.
If we've got some new listeners and you don't know what the Paddy Probe is, oh, you are in for a treat. it's a series of questions where it could be quick fire, it could be a an answer which is then explained further in depth. Mike, I think we've got some new questions, haven't we?
Got a few new questions. I think I'll start. I'm not starting with a new one, but I'm starting with one that I don't necessarily always do. But what is your least favorite Mini variant?
Oh, what? Be that classic or modern? Sorry.
Classic.
Classic. Come on.
Oh,
no, we don't talk about that modern.
Hey, be careful. It's only because I run a club that has both new and old Mini, so I don't have a preference on either, essentially.
You're losing us followers right now.
So my least favorite Mini variant. I can't say that I've got one, unfortunately, Mike, because like I said, growing up through the years, it's a case of when you turn up to a show, you don't really focus on a lot of what other people have built. Mm-hmm. But there are like those subtle builds that just pop. Like I did London to Brighton this year. Last year. Obviously, we're in 2024 now, last year being the last one. And there was just so many that were just popping up there and there. And I was like, honestly, that looks smart. That looks cool if you did this, that, and the other. That's because that's what I would do if I had it. I honestly, Mike, I don't have a least favorite variant of a Mini.
Respect that answer. It's better than some people saying Moke. Anyways.
See, Moke beach car. See, I instantly think beach car.
Exactly.
And we live on an island. Regardless of the weather, it's still a beach car.
Exactly. It's a beach car. Exactly. Or you just do the next best thing. If you can do it, that is. I don't know if you can do it. You stick a Vitara chassis underneath a Moke, yeah? Put the big chunky tyres on it. You've got a proper beach car then.
That's it. That's it. Myers Manx, watch out.
All right, here's one of our new ones that we tested out last week, and I quite liked it. So what would be your Mini's or your It's a new question, guys. It's a new question. Sorry about that.
Folding under pressure, Mike.
What would be your dream mini road trip?
Oh, that's a good question. I like that one. Mine would probably be, because it's one of those things that I'm going to try and do next year if I can afford to do it, is once the car's done, I want to do the NC 500.
Yes.
I want to see what that's like. But I would also like to attempt to do the Land's End to John O'Groats like my parents did when they had minis when they were younger. So
that would be cool. Do you know what the distance is for that? I know it's a fair few thousand miles. But
I think it's, I don't know actually, no. But to do the whole trip on normal roads, because they did it on back roads and all the beach towns and stuff like that. So they did it basically like that, up and down and back round again. So they did it that way. So that's how I'm going to do it. But if you're actually going from Land's End to John O'Groats, straight up through motorways and A roads and stuff, I think it's like half a day's driving. Or no, it's actually a full day's driving. Yeah, so you're doing 12 hours driving. Or 15, I think it's 12 to 15 hours of driving.
It's a long trip,
especially
in a mini.
Yeah, especially in a mini.
Especially
yeah.
in an old mini. So you've got to go through God knows how much fuel stops. And E5 fuel these days are rocketing. Absolutely mad.
I like that. It'd be fun for sure.
Yeah, it would be. Definitely.
And then the last but not least, everyone's favorite. If you could have a drink, coffee, beer, tea with one mini celeb, dead or alive, who would it be?
Mini celeb, what, people that had minis or just celebrities in general?
Well, just somebody like somebody famous for mini, or you know, somebody that was in the mini community, somebody that had a mini. It could be a celebrity, it could just be somebody, you know.
I'd love to sit down if he was alive today. I'd love to sit down with because I've already had photographs with him. I have photographs with Paddy Hopkirk.
Good answer.
Can't go wrong with that one.
My granddad's actually friends with Mike Cooper.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
So, but I only found this out when we went to Bewley Mini Cooper Day one time. So, but yeah. So it's all good. but yeah, Paddy Hopkirk would be my, because from just having like the miniature conversations that I had at Bewley with him, it's just amazing what he's done with his life. So just
very true. So much.
Hear more of it would be awesome.
Very true. Very true. Well, Anthony, I appreciate you being on, man. Everyone go check his Instagram out, see his project, hopefully unfold over the next year. Anything else you want the people to know?
Well, you can follow. Well, you're more than welcome to follow. A lot of my Instagram is obviously my cars. Mine's also Gym Progression. And because I've been on a journey for the past year and a half now trying to build muscle from scratch, basically. That sounds like scratch.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you.
Good on you. Yep. Good
I want to be. I want to be one of them big guys when you rock up to a mini show. You know what I mean?
There you go.
But,
there you go.
But no, I think other than that, guys, honestly, getting a mini is probably like one of the best things you ever do in your life. Honest. They say you haven't lived unless you've had or driven a mini.
Agreed.
So
I think you can end on that one. You haven't lived unless you've had or driven a mini. So
here we go.
I appreciate Amen. You guys. Go follow Anthony. Check us out, minilife.37. You can follow me at Goldtooth Cray and Sean at Scrapyard. And I will catch you guys on the next one.
I need another beer. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,